Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. V Hale is coming on today. We're going to do a little crosstalk with her. We'll do an epic battle royale. El Campeón will easily defend his title as he does. Vinny, hands in the air, and the fists over the shoulders. You just keep killing it day after day. And now it's time for, where did Bryn go? Bryn just, it's like everything just died on him.
I don't know. I wrote him an email. I'm realizing that because our company has changed names and I pull up email addresses, I'm like, I don't know anybody's new email address. Yikes.
Ready for the news?
Yeah, we're ready for the news.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Whoa, Coco. Way to go.
You know, gotta have friends back here, so.
Right. Redundancy.
Yes.
Nicely done. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. This company
Odyssey.
Has changed names. We're called Odyssey now. So the radio.com app becomes the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Make sure to get the Odyssey app, and then you can get the Sarah and Vinny shows, full podcast, and our secret show through the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
So go to your local
App store.
Grab the Odyssey app. But there he is. He's back. Whew.
Well, I knew he had to be partially back because he was doing the Odyssey thing.
Oh, that was him?
Oh
right. Okay.
He jumped onto the station unit.
Oh, great.
It'll
happen.
Are there troubles? Is there troubles?
Apparently there's some troubles. Who knew? All of a sudden, bloop, he's gone. Odyssey.
All right. Well, here's what's happening. I'm going to start with Up in the Sky.
Up in the Sky. Look, Daddy, he's a little plane up in the sky.
This week, we're going to have a super flower. Let me start over. Sorry. This week, we will have a super flower blood moon up in the sky. It'll be the first lunar eclipse of this decade.
Oh.
So is it a once-in-a-lifetime event? I don't know, but it's this Wednesday night. The moon will be the brightest and darkest ever seen.
Brightest and darkest all at once. So if it's a lunar eclipse, that means the Earth's shadow passes over the moon.
Oh.
As opposed to the moon. A solar eclipse is the moon passes over the sun.
Right. This week's full moon will be the second super moon of the season, appearing brighter and larger than usual.
We had the pink wolf moon, right?
Right. Or this is the flower blood moon. And then on top of that, because of the eclipse, they're calling it a super flower blood moon. So,
and is it a total eclipse? Do we know, or like where
they're
we
saying
live,
yes?
Or? Okay.
Yep.
And we'll
so
be able to
be
see
the
that?
Brightest and the darkest
incredible.
Ever seen. And they're calling it for 4:14 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh. Well, we'll be up. I don't know about everybody else, but I'll certainly be up at 4:14.
I'm up at that time. Absolutely, I am. So anyway, that's this Wednesday night or Wednesday morning?
Yes.
Right.
Remind us, though, because I'll
forget. Will do.
Thank
Hump
you.
Day.
I was a little surprised by this because I figure Florida to be pretty liberal. What's where all the crazy stuff happens. I don't mean liberal politically speaking. I mean there's a lot of
nonsense. Liberal with how much booze they pour on things?
Sure.
Okay.
But this is actually weird because it's so the story's about a Florida high school, and apparently they edited 80 girls' yearbook photos to cover up the chest area. And I don't mean the boobs. I mean any skin where a necklace might be showing. Any, there's some cleavage shots that they covered as well.
Oh, my.
Which isn't, you know, I don't.
I would have been covered up from 6th to 12th grade then.
Sheesh. Oh, you always had cleavage going?
Yeah. Like, because it's a top like this, like what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, she has a.
Yeah. They covered that.
Yeah, they covered it. I read the article over the weekend and I was like, it's not that bad.
Oh, wow.
Can you see the difference? So there, we're talking about an inch of cleavage in this case, that the picture that Bryn's showing us now. And they just took a black line and raised it up to cover that minor dimple.
It's not that bad.
It is astounding, actually. It's not bad at all. It's a fairly demure photo. Yes, you can see that she has breasts because many girls do.
Shocking.
Oh, the horror.
So they're now catching crap for editing the yearbook photos of female students whose outfits were deemed too revealing. I wonder who exactly is in charge of their standards.
Lydia, I guess.
Here's a really bad one with the plaid.
Oh, I can't hear you hardly.
Yeah, this one's the worst one of them all. Look at the picture and how they tried to cover it.
They took the plaid across. They just took a chunk of it and sort of turned it sideways.
Didn't even try to make it look okay. They clearly were coming to the end of a long editing day.
It's a perfect
decided
skirt.
Just cover it up. Who cares?
You know what's funny is the photo on the left that isn't doctored, where you can see the offensive décolletage.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
It's bare chest, not boob, but chest area. You're right. There's nothing sexual about that.
That's a girl.
And I don't think that's really going to turn on a guy.
Look, girls in general, actually, they're more turned on when they can't see anything. They're like, oh my God, what she got under that weird piece of plaid that's right out of that? So now I'm noticing that. Does she have breasts? Is she one of those girls that has breasts?
They say the yearbook coordinator is the one who made the call for the cover up. But you know what? If I paid money for this, I'd be the first in line to say, give me my money back.
Right.
I'm not paying for that.
It cost me money to get these photos taken. If they're senior photos, they cost you money to get those done.
Yeah.
And if I paid $25 for a yearbook?
They're saying here, instead of deleting the girls from the yearbook altogether for violating the school's dress code, they decided this would be a better way for everyone to be represented without... I just feel like
this
it's super...
This is a dress code thing? Like,
apparently.
We have to pretend we don't have cleavage. We can't wear a shirt with a scoop neck. These are not...
I got
this
in trouble
is not
in high school
J-Lo
for that.
At the Grammys. Well, you have gigantic boobs. Of course you got
What do you mean in trouble?
I got in trouble because right here near my armpit, my bra was exposed, and they made me go put on a shirt that said loner on it. And my dad was pissed.
Loner, like I'm a lone kid. No one
it was
wants
spelled,
to be my friend.
A loner.
It was spelled like loner. Like it's like I'm loaning you this. But the whole premise, like people were making fun of me, and so I didn't really care. But I had to tell my parents because that was the rule. Because I had to change and everything. My dad was pissed.
At
the school. He called the principal. I don't know how you
have
the principal's number.
Just like the shirt. Just like
I was wearing two camis. So and I do dress super conservative, but it was because underneath my armpit, my bra was hanging out, and that was too inappropriate for the boys at school.
I had to wear that. How do you expect the boys to get anything done with the side of your bra showing?
Exactly.
Oh, you little slut.
My dad went off at the principal, and so then I got called into the principal's office. I was like, oh, great. And the principal goes, well, I can tell by your file, I've never talked to you before. You never got in trouble. And I'm like, no. So
I haven't.
Like, why am I here? He's like, well, your dad called me. I was like, oh, here we go.
Well,
did you get to take the loner shirt off?
I had to wear it to the end of the day and then change into my shirt.
The end of the day.
Yeah, and change back into my shirt. It was so ridiculous. Only to protect the boys, you know?
You can't have you little girls running around distracting the boys.
The story
goes
back to...
weren't aware you had boobs.
Back to the story, which is about these high school kids that in Florida, at a Florida high school, where they edited the yearbook because they felt like these girls weren't following the dress code. Many of the families are saying, our daughters are humiliated that you would have done that. And they're also, exactly as I thought they would be, asking for their money back at the very least.
Yeah.
And that should be you know, I'd be like, I'm not paying for the yearbook, A, but I'm not paying for the photos unless you give me the original.
And also, if they're violating the dress code, wouldn't the school not allow them to take those pictures then?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
Truly,
so
it's
just
hard
seems
to be
a call
are...
from the yearbook people.
Look at that. That's terrible.
Terrible
they just
Photoshop.
Put a weird collar on her. You know, imagine you're one of the girls that didn't get Photoshopped. You're like, hmm.
I was thinking
I guess
that.
I don't have any boobs. So you're left out from the editing process. All right. Anyway, so there's that. Whatever you think.
I think it's dumb. I do think that there are young
people who will push the limits of good taste because they're learning and they're getting to know themselves mm-hmm. and they there's reactions they're not
sure.
Sure, but these are not that. These are normal pictures. These aren't
school
like
photos.
Everything but my areola is showing. These are not that. They're not
tassel
pics. This is
not J-Lo at the Grammys.
Right.
This is just a V-neck shirt. It doesn't show anything.
A bullet train driver in Japan was faced with the decision last week, and now we find out he made the wrong one. Around 160 passengers were on the train doing 90 miles an hour when the driver started to have stomach pains, like, you know, sickness.
Okay.
He had an urgent need to use the toilet.
Okay.
Instead of going to the bathroom, manning his, you know, steering wheel and going to the bathroom in his pants, he asked another employee to man the controls while he quickly ran off to the bathroom.
Oh, the poor guy.
He was gone for 3 minutes and nothing happened. Except, you know, I'm sure something happened in the bathroom, obviously.
Sure, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
uneventful. He was able to fulfill his mission and get back into the seat. All right.
Right. And then when it was found out that he'd left his post, he got in trouble. And also the person who helped him leave his post is in trouble. No word yet on if they're fired. But, you know,
we have to go sometimes.
Maybe they need to get, you know, I don't know how these negotiations go, but maybe a co-pilot needs to be available.
Well, look at us this morning. Bryn fell off the earth and we had
That's
redundancy.
Right.
We had another employee hit the news button.
I'm sure he gave her instruction or the person instruction like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Here's the stop button if you need to stop.
Yeah. Or don't touch anything.
I was going to say, I think the instructions were probably more like, we're on a track. You don't need to do anything. Just stand here.
Right.
I'll be back.
Yeah. If you see any red lights or anything, just come knock on the door and I'll hurry up as quickly as possible.
I got a bunch of quickie news stories here with a little bit of time left, so let me run through some of these. A telecommunications CEO named Robert Hale Jr. gave a commencement speech at Quincy College.
In Boston?
Yeah, you know it?
No, but I know where Quincy is.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere else. That was gonna be
No.
Just wanted it to be.
No, in fact, from now on, I'll be skipping all Nebraska stories forevermore.
Oh, come on.
It's all your fault. Until you go back to the good
song.
Now
it's ruined.
Be a sport. Yeah. Fetch happened.
No, you stop trying to make fetch happen.
Anyway, he gave this... So that brings up yet again, the kids are about to graduate, everyone. The school year's almost over. Like two weeks away, everybody's out. Yay? Anyway, he gave each of the 490 graduates $1,000, this Robert Hale Jr.
Who's this guy?
He's a CEO of a telecommunications company. He gave each of the 490 graduates $1,000, which comes out to a lot of money.
$490,000.
And then he asked him, I'd like you to pay this forward. I want you to give 500 of the 1,000 to someone else.
Oh.
Which, of course, me and Jason Cisco would have gone, I'll give you 500, you give me 500, we're back at $1,000.
Right.
It's working out.
Perfect.
We got this. Anyway, I don't know if they did it. It does seem like, you know, hey, no take backs. You just gave me $1,000.
You gave me $1,000. I got school bills to pay.
What do you mean? Pay it forward. I'll pay it forward when I'm 40. How about that?
I'm going to give it to my mom.
How about that?
How about that?
Sadly, a 73-year-old guy in Florida named Thomas Newman died of COVID a few months ago, but his family's going to be okay. It turned out he had a massive baseball card collection worth $20 million.
$20 million?
Bryn!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think mine is.
But go down to the local store.
What are you waiting for? You could have $20 million.
You know what? I'm not going to think like that because I know it's not going to turn out that way.
You got to find out.
If anything, I might have a couple $1,000s. But we'll
see. It's great.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I'm excited. I just
$20 million.
I got to figure out. I doubt it.
Bryn.
If it's a $1,000,000, yeah, I doubt that. I highly doubt that.
You should find out.
These people didn't know that this guy was sitting on $20 million.
It's still right here. I still have it right here. Just sitting here. Ever since I brought it in from the garage.
That's just that one box? Oh, sorry. Those two
cheese
binders?
And crackers, Bryn.
There's more of it. There's this right here, too.
The struggle is real over here. I don't know why that's my default word.
Sitting on a gold mine.
Cheese and rice.
I don't understand why he doesn't just go take it somewhere and get it looked at.
Yeah, it makes no sense. We could be millionaires.
We could all be millionaires.
Yeah.
You know, I think we should absolutely get a commission.
We're sitting on a fortune here.
Because he wouldn't do it without us pressuring him.
Yeah.
He may not do it anyway.
Get it. There's black and white ones.
Oh, my God. For God's sake. You gotta be kidding me.
Our text number is at 800-400-3697.
Mint
I meant
condition.
To do more of these and I just ran out of time. So I'll do a couple now and then I'll do the rest on the other side. Jesus. Plus, don't forget in the 9 o'clock hour, the hail is gonna finally rise up.
No.
And get
she
well,
won't.
You don't
but
know.
But we also have Gwen Stefani. She's doing a residency in Vegas and we're gonna send you and a guest to go and check her out. You have your chance to win.
408 says, boy, you should see what the girls wear in high school today. Yeah, that's the thing. These photos aren't bad. They're not risque at all.
No, this is not stripper light.
Right.
These are perfectly normal girls in high school. Yes, they happen to have breasts. Oh, my God. They're turning into adults. Whatever will we do?
415 says, oh, my God. I remember loner clothes at my middle school and high schools. So that was a thing.
They called them loners, huh?
Yeah. Mainly girls would wear them.
Because their boobs are just too distracting for the boys. How could you?
I was a senior in high school, too. I'm like, really? I'm about to leave this place. Come on.
Right.
408 says, Sarah, you're cute. $25 for a yearbook. Sorry, they're more like $100 or $200.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I don't know. Sorry.
Well, clearly you don't.
Yeah.
But you didn't buy the yearbook. You would have bought it, right?
I bought the kids' yearbooks. They were like, I don't know, $25, $30.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were nothing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they certainly weren't 100.
Mine were.
Of course, you have the option of getting the kid's name in gold leaf if you want it. And, you know, like a leather. There are options. Yeah. I would always.
Yeah, without
like
all those options,
paperback.
My yearbook was like $90 or $100.
Oh, my God. No, ours. I don't even think it's hardcover. It's like a paperback.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Are you talking about elementary school yearbooks
no,
or high school?
Talking about high school
yearbooks. Oh,
high school senior year crap. Wow.
My high school yearbooks are like this are huge.
How many kids in the school?
Thousands. What?
Yeah. Nah. A couple thousand, but not a lot. And it was just 9 to 12 grade levels.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yearbook was
not,
the thing in high
school. There were not $100. I would absolutely remember paying $100 because I would have had to buy two yearbooks.
Yeah, every time the payment came for a yearbook, my mom would be like, oh, God. Especially because my sister and I were in high school together and we had to have
no internet for you guys this month. Not if
Hang
you want
out.
A yearbook.
We have to break, but we are going to party in the 9 o'clock hour.
Woo!
Be here.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.